Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Deere Classic this weekend. Let's give an update on that leaderboard right now as we are ramping up here to the Open Championship at Royal Liverpool in just a couple of weeks. As things currently stand at the moment, JT Poston is your leader at 21 under. You got Christian Benzenhout at 18 under. I know I butcher his name every single time, and I try, and I tried to say it with confidence, but that's a name that you, every single time you see it on the leaderboard, you hope that he's not going to play well, not because you don't like the guy, but because you don't want to have to say his name. So every single time he comes up, I usually scramble to try and find and see if I can see the exact pronunciation. I'll never remember it. But we also got Emiliano Grillo there. You got Chris Goddard up there at 17 under. Scott Stallings at 17 under. Denny McCarthy, 16. Callum Tarrant at 16 under. Cam Davis at 15 under. Cameron Young had been, you know, playing fairly well going into yesterday, and I'm not seeing Cameron Young right now. So I'm not sure if something happened here or, you know, what's the deal there? But we will try to get to the bottom of it, of what happened with Cameron Young. Let's see. Oh, of course. It's showing me the wrong John Deere Classic here. Thanks, guys. PGA Tour website pulls up the 2022 John Deere Classic because that's super helpful. Appreciate it, guys. Let's give you the actual leaderboard. Okay? There we go. Cam Young, 13 under. I was going to say that 21 under on through two rounds was a little bit ridiculous. But Cameron Young is at 13 under here right now. Adam Schenck is at 11 under, tied for second. Garrick Ego is 11 under. Brendan Todd is 11 under as well, tied for second. And then the rookie, Ludvig Åberg, the young guy, he's at 10 under, tied for fifth currently right now with Denny McCarthy and a couple others. So there we go. Okay, now we got the right leaderboard. I'm not sure why Google would take me to last year's, even though the tournament is literally happening right now out in Illinois. But Cameron Young there right now. Not a great field at this event, but that's not really unexpected. As you know, guys are gearing up for the Open Championship. You know, you think that they skip this one, they'll, you know, head overseas maybe already, or, you know, just be preparing themselves to head overseas right now. A lot of guys will play the Scottish Open next week. Always a very popular, you know, lead up event into the Open Championship. Then of course they'll be at Royal Liverpool in 2 weeks. So not the best field here this week, but still a lot of money up for grabs. And Cameron Young, a guy with a 2-shot lead right now heading into the third round, that seems like he could be in a very, very good spot to get a win this week. All right, I mentioned there was some history made last week. That, of course, was by Bernhard Langer, okay? The German, former world number one, 2-time Masters champion. He did it. He broke the record for the most wins on the senior tour. He won the U.S. Senior Open last week in Wisconsin, and he had his record-breaking 46th PGA Tour Champions title. Now, of course, you can't play on the senior tour until you're 50 years old. Okay, he's 65 right now. That means that Bernhard Langer has won 46 Champions Tour events in 15 years since turning 50. He's only 65. He said, too, that his mom turns 100 on August 4th, so he's got good genes. So who knows how long this guy's going to play. But what's crazy to me with Bernhard Langer is the longevity. I mean, like I said, you look back at, the 90s, he was a world number one. He is a 2-time Masters champion, like I said. But it's just the consistency, which is crazy. It's also kind of wild to me that he has that much time on his hands. Like, you have to be so committed and dedicated and continuously locked in to win 46 times after you turn 50. I don't think we can truly fathom how much of a commitment that is. How crazy that is. But you know, sure enough, he broke the record last weekend, 46 wins on the PGA Tour Champions. His 46th title is insane. And, you know, it continues to go down as one of the best careers in the history of golf. Because for as, you know, frankly, little he did on the PGA Tour, I mean, he only had three PGA Tour wins, but winning on the PGA Tour is not the only way that you can have success, that you can demonstrate success, that you can categorize it.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, there's a lot of multiple different ways in professional golf to determine who's had a successful legendary career and who has not. The PGA Tour is obviously the highest possible level you can reach. And of course, he won two Masters. But what really is also fascinating is not only does he have these 46 Senior Tour wins, but he also won 42 times on the European Tour, what now, of course, is called the DP World Tour. 42 wins, which is second most all-time on the European Tour. He won on the Asian Tour. He won on the PGA Tour of Australasia. He's won 8 times on the European Senior Tour. But it's crazy to have, you know, two careers where you've basically matched as many wins. He has had as many wins after turning 50, basically as he has had prior to turning 50. The man has had two primes, and it's not easy to win on the Champions Tour. But he has managed to keep his length, to remain in great shape, and to stay as one of, you know, the best golfers for a 15-year period now on that Champions Tour, and it shows as he once again won this U.S. Senior Open last week. So congratulations are in order to Bernhard Langer. And we have to congratulate Ricky Fowler as well. You know, Ricky Fowler has been one of the darlings of this show. Of course, I have been very open and honest about my appreciation for Ricky Fowler. And I don't think that that's a hot take or anything like that, because everyone loves Ricky Fowler. He is one of the, if only the most universally beloved golfer in the current game today. No one has anything bad to say about Ricky Fowler. And why would you? But it has been such a tumultuous last couple of years for him. He basically had to tear everything down and build it back up. He suffered heartbreak once again at LA Country Club as he, you know, fell short of winning that elusive major. He was the, you know, 3-round leader, ultimately falling short as Wyndham Clark, who was paired in that final group with him, who idolized him, ended up winning that tournament, winning that major. He fell short there, faced disappointment, only to come back a couple of weeks later and win the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit last week. And we've all seen the clip by now, but him holding out that putt in the playoff, just looking up to the sky before he gets mauled by his caddy, and understandably so, but the sense of relief, but also the sense of gratitude from Ricky Fowler was really something to see last week. So congratulations to two guys who did some really great things in the last week of golf. Bernhard Langer continues one of the most incredible, unique careers we have ever seen, becoming the winningest all-time player on the PGA Tour Champions. And we also have to credit Ricky Fowler there as well, who it's been a long, long road back for him to be a winner once again on a Sunday in a PGA Tour event. And he was able to do that last week.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.